I remember always being a little annoyed and scared by this parable. We're used to Jesus talking about the landowner as God, his father. But as the story goes on, and the wickedness of the tenant farmers becomes clearer, I want to shout out to the landowner. No, don't send your son. They're not going to respect him either. Sure enough, they grab him, drag him outside, and murder him. The story that Jesus tells is his way of explaining all that was going on in the world then. The story tells us his perspective on all of the events that he was involved in. He was rejected by the very ones he had been sent to, but he was destined to be vindicated by God. The vineyard owner is, of course, God. The vineyard is the people of Israel. The farmers are the religious and civil leaders, and the slaves are all of the earlier prophets, including John the Baptist. The son can only be Jesus himself. When Jesus asked the religious leaders what the owner will do, I have to wonder about our own church and other leaders like me. Have we returned the owner's share of the harvest? We'll try to keep the estate for ourselves. It's such a huge question. This powerful and sorrowful story was told by Jesus just after he had arrived in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. He knows that he's going to be rejected by the religious leaders, and he will be taken outside the city of Jerusalem and be put to death. He came to Israel, his own people, and called them to repentance and to be the light that God wanted it to be. But his own people rejected him then, just as so many of us continue to reject him now. Even so, God will remain faithful, and Jesus, as the stone rejected by the builders, will be vindicated as the cornerstone. The stone that will only fit in the highest place in the building, the place with the highest honor, Jesus. You are the cornerstone. When everyone around us rejects you, help us to return our gaze back to you and to honor you as the center of our lives. Amen. Grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy. Find out more at fatherrick.com, FRRICK.com.